Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are on Ted Lasso, Season 1, Episode 7, Make Rebecca Great Again.
Yes, because, you know, it's not mega, it's rural.
Okay, I did not expect that. But
Make Rebecca Great Again, sure. We are really enjoying and have been really enjoying this Ted Lasso first season, which is, again, a great comedy. But we need to do our regular disclaimers.
There will be cursing and
spoilers. Yeah, because that's what we do. And we usually are binging. The binging we're doing right now is just binge recording. I'm just having water right now.
I'm just having Dr. Pepper.
Right, because, and I'm actually a little disappointed in myself that last episode we should have had, like, shots of mezcal, but I don't have any, number one. Number two, I'm not a big tequila drinker at all. And, you know, it would have been appropriate, but never mind.
That's okay. It's not like we had it around, so it doesn't even make a difference.
No, it is. It's fine. So this episode, it is really kind of that, again, you get a lot of these reveals. They go on a road trip. And so it starts with Nate
getting trapped under the bus.
Right. He's being all OCD. Like, he's trying to pack the boot of the bus and, you know, he's trying to rearrange because things are in the wrong spot. And he gets trapped in it because, you know, they don't realize that he's in there and they just, like, lock him into the boot of the bus. Ted's wife is asking him to sign the divorce paperwork,
and
he's clearly, like,
he's hesitant to do that
because it's the end. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like really the end, as opposed to, you know, like, just being apart. It's like
that's the end of their relationship.
That's really it.
But also, they are traveling to Liverpool for a match.
Well, right, but Rebecca also gets a anniversary reminder mm-hmm. on her calendar, like, oh, today's your wedding anniversary. Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. And Keely is joining Rebecca on the trip.
Right. And so Keely, and she's so funny. She's like, she's acting like she wants to have sex with Rebecca, and Rebecca's
she's
like
kidding. No, it's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. And Rebecca's like, and it's like, and Rebecca says this, she's like, oh, could you imagine? And Keely's like, I have. It's like, oh my shit. Holy shit. Oh, okay. It's just really funny.
And then Higgins is being punished by being forced to stay in Richmond for the weekend with nothing to do because Rebecca's being petty.
Right, and she's like, you're going to do work that doesn't matter all weekend. It's like, all right.
Here's one part that's really, really funny. They're going to be playing Everton.
Yes.
And so Ted goes in and he notices that team morale is a bit low in the locker room and, like, no energy. And he's like, what's up? And then I think Sam says, oh, I'm doing fine. And then somebody else says, yeah, I'm fine. And then Roy hits something and is just like, we're in a shit fucking mood because we never fucking win at Everton and it sucks fucking shit. And I'm just like, and then everyone's just like, Oh, okay.
Right. And they're just like, well, how long has it been since you won? 60 years.
Yeah.
60, which is a really, really long time.
Yeah.
And so he gets pressed and he's asked about relegation. He's kind of like...
Well, it's also revealed that they have
this
lost...
This is a press conference. Yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
Well, kind of. Like, yeah. They're on the way to the bus and there are two journalists. But they've lost one match and drew one match and they have not scored a goal yet.
Right. And so that seems somehow wrong because, you know, Jamie scored. It's like,
No, in the time in between Jamie leaving and now.
Oh,
real
okay.
Bad.
Yeah. So, and Ted says it, well, I'm really heartbroken about Jamie leaving and I wish him the best and blah, blah. He genuinely means it.
And then they get on the bus and then I think he gets like a text or something from Nate and he's like, okay, stop. And he gets Nate out from under the bus.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. So then they get to their pool and they're at like some hotel, whatever. And Rebecca and Keely are put in the presidential suite and Rebecca realizes this is where I spent my honeymoon.
And this is her first anniversary by herself.
Yeah.
And then you see Ted in the lobby talking to the team and be like, all right, tonight, it's going to be either a movie night or a pillow fight. And then they're all like, movie night.
Yeah, it's like...
And he's like, one of these days, you're going to want a pillow fight. And it's going to be like one vote for pillow fight, and I'm going to choose it.
Well, there's also, and again, this is one of those like old people asides. He and Beard are talking about like... you know, who the best lead singer of Van Halen was. They're arguing about it, and it's kind of like, you know, Sammy Hagar, and since David Lee Roth. You know, it's just, again, it's just one of those cute little throwaway things. And Keely is realizing she's like the spokesperson for all the welcome to Liverpool kind of stuff in the hotel.
It's the thing that's on a loop, that's on the channel that immediately comes up whenever you turn on a TV in a hotel, and it tells you all about what you can do. You can do karaoke, or you can do this, and it's such a cringy infomercial. And she's like, "Oh my god!"
Her hair is crimped, big, looks really silly.
And then Rebecca's old friend Flo, who's also called Sassy, shows up, and it's revealed that her Sassy's daughter Nora is Rebecca's goddaughter. And Rebecca is basically I've basically neglected them for 6 years because of my relationship with Rupert going down the shitter, right? And all that stuff. And
you skip something though. How Rebecca, because Rebecca has not been in touch with Flo, how Rebecca found out that Flo is also divorced is Flo's ex-husband hit on Rebecca and then said that he was divorced.
Oh.
and Flo's kind of like, it's interesting the order he put that in. Fuck that guy, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I love her. She's a great character. She's really, really funny.
Sassy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very funny.
And then you go over to the team. They're watching the Iron Giant.
Yeah, and I'm kind of like, I've never seen the Iron Giant. This is interesting.
I haven't either, but we have it. I just haven't watched it. The boys, some of them are taking it more seriously than others. Like, hey, you need to watch it. And then...
Nate has an idea, but he's too insecure to actually tell Ted. Ted's like, he finally gets... Because Ted is on edge.
Yes.
This whole weekend, he's on edge because he knows he has to send
the divorce papers,
and he keeps getting texts from his ex.
Putting a little bit of pressure on him to actually do it. It's you need to do it now, that kind of stuff.
Right, and so then, with Nate just procrastinating is just getting on his nerves, because it's I've got this other thing I've got
to
deal with.
If you have ideas, you need to share them, you need to do it now.
Right.
But he's not. And so then he runs into Sassy, and he's Ted does in the lobby when he's asking about a fax. And then
she calls him Magnum P.I. because of his mustache. It's like, this is not Tom Selleck.
And then he's like, Sassy like the Smurf. It's so funny. And Sassy flirts with Ted.
It's very cute.
Yeah, and then you go over to the players who are crying at the end of the Iron Giant. It's really funny.
Right, because he actually texts Beard or says something to Beard about they'll be crying at minute 74.
And they do.
And Beard's like, I won't be too. And they're just let's get all the Kleenex and they're all crying. It's hilarious.
It's so funny.
Flo also, when she's flirting with Ted at the front desk and Ted walks away, she turns to the desk guy and is like, well, how did that fail? And the desk guy's like, well, I'm available. She's like, I really love that. Cause for an introduction of a character, you get a sense of her very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of fun.
And Tassie reveals that she misses the old Rebecca who would sing with her goddaughter. They'd sing Frozen together.
Well, and Keely's kind of
Keely, the wheels are starting to turn.
Yeah.
And then Ted gets drunk and again gets pressure from Michelle, and her lawyer texts him. He's like, hey, can you send those over?
And he's got his army man out.
Mm-hmm. And then Nate is trying to push his ideas through the bottom
under
of the
door.
And he gets mad and it makes Nate feel bad. But then to be fair, he's in a really vulnerable place right now. And Nate being as indecisive as he is, he's being as indecisive as Ted is.
Right.
But when he sees it on somebody else, that's what makes him mad. And
yeah.
He's also
We've
mad
all
at
been there, haven't we?
Yeah, he's also mad at himself for being indecisive. So
right,
it's kind of
right.
It's just mirroring.
Well, right, so he's projecting his own, I hate that I'm being indecisive onto somebody else who's being indecisive, which is really kind of sad. So,
and then the next morning, Ted apologizes to Nate and liked his ideas, and he was like, okay, you're going to give the pregame talk, you're going to express these ideas, and I'm going to read through what I wrote down for the notes.
Because these are kind of amazing, and I it is the way it's phrased, too, it's like, oh my god, yes.
And
go
it's
ahead.
So funny that it comes out of Nate's mouth.
Yeah.
And off of his mouth.
Everyone thinks
words.
Nate is such a nice guy.
Yes, but he can be sassy.
Yeah.
And so Nate gives a tough love, and he's like, I don't really know who he's talking to. It might be Richard or something.
He starts with Sam.
No, he doesn't. He starts with somebody else. He's like, you've been playing like a big dumb pussy. And then he's just like, and Sam. And then Sam's like, oh no. And He says, "You're as indecisive as a bad psychic." And then he asks somebody else, "Do you wax your pubes? Then why do you play like a Brazilian?" And then he's like, "Roy?" And then Roy, like,
gets in his face.
Well, he gets in his face. And then, like, when Nate looks down at his notes, he, like, Roy, like, snatches them away. It's like, tell me to my face. Like, tell
don't
me
read it. Say it.
And he says, "You're old, slow, your focus drifts. Use your anger and kick the ball like it was fucking your wife."
Right, now you used like, to you do used that. To you used to be that. Angry at the grass. And he's like, "Anger is your superpower."
Yes.
And this then, is part of the reason I really identified with Roy.
And then after a couple minutes of seconds of a tense silence, Roy breaks the bench. And he's says, like, "Let's go
get these fuckers." Right.
And they win.
And, right, and Nate is just shocked that this is working, right? Yeah. And they win 1-0. And Roy is like, you know, he's just like, "All right, you know, normally we would not do anything, but we have never won here. Like, we're going to go tear this town apart. We're going to show them what we
and
are."
And then
right?
there's this really cute moment where Roy, he sees Keely and he's like, "Oh, I've been thinking a lot about you this weekend." And she's like, "Oh, really?" And it's just like, "Yeah, you keep showing up on my screen." He's just like, "All right, well, what can we do in Liverpool?" And then Keely gets up on the bench and is like, "Well, we have a variety of options." And she recreates the commercial.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And she's just like, they go to karaoke.
Right.
Which is fantastic.
And they go to karaoke. And I have to throw out this callback because, again, it's an old person callback that you might not get. Mm-hmm. The song that they're playing that
for
we
Sam.
Right. It's Oasis Wonderwall. And so the whole thing at the very beginning of, like, you know, "I can see your balls, Liam," God, the other brother, they're Oasis members.
Oh.
And so it's like, you know, hey, Oasis. You know, it's like their most famous song.
And then Sassy basically tells Rebecca, like, Rebecca's kind of like, "Oh, my God, that man, he ruined so many parts of me." And then Sassy's like, "Listen, Rebecca, Rupert was horrible, but you need to hold yourself accountable for what
yes.
you did. You were the one who didn't call. You're the one who didn't, like, talk, made this
You
little
let
girl,
him do this.
No, you made this 6-year-old girl think that she did something wrong. And that's on you. That's
yeah.
not on anybody else but you." And and Rebecca really needed to hear that. And Keely comes up and is just like, "Okay, well, it's time for you to sing, Rebecca." And Rebecca's like, "I didn't sign up." And then she's like,
wait,
"I wonder who."
But when they walk back in.
No, I haven't even gone to that part.
Go ahead.
So Rebecca's going to be singing next. And then they come in and Coach Beard is singing Bad Romance. And I wish we got to see more of it.
Well, he was
so
great. I mean,
it's so
like,
funny.
He is great at being Lady Gaga, which is like, holy shit, how did that happen?
I wish we saw more of that song. Like, him performing that song. That's so
it
funny.
It's hilarious.
And then Rebecca goes up and sings Let It Go. And
right,
she,
she's like, I don't even know what I'm singing. It's like, oh.
And then Sassy is filming it. And Rebecca dedicates it to her goddaughter.
Nora.
And so that
yeah.
she can, she's singing it basically for her.
And it's amazing. Amazing.
She also dedicates it to Sassy as well because
yeah.
she feels really bad and she sings it. She fucking kills it. She's fantastic.
Well, everyone is completely wrapped, but one of the things I love, they cut to the group and Roy Kent is mouthing the words.
I didn't even see
he's
that.
So adorable.
Oh, I
love he's like,
it. I bet he's seen it with his niece.
Yeah.
Even by himself.
Yeah.
But
I love that so much. He's sitting next to Kinley. He's going, that's so funny.
That's funny.
It's so great.
And then you see that Ted starts to have a panic attack
yeah.
because
the
message of the song, as well as the like just the environment, is really getting to him.
Yeah.
And he leaves the bar, and then he like kind of comes to a little bit, like,
and then Rebecca's
right there, and she's comforting him.
Right.
I like to imagine that as soon as she noticed him leaving, she immediately left. Regardless of if she finished the song or not, I like to think that because I think she really does care about Ted a lot, and
yeah.
I think it's really sweet.
And I think deep down she's just really a good person. She just, if she feels like she's supposed to be a badass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't know how to balance those things. But yeah, she is really very, very sweet, and she wants to make sure he's okay
and
he's breathing, and she's, you know,
yeah,
she's very
she's
gentle helping. With him.
And and then he goes back to the hotel, and he looks at the Green Army Man and signs the papers.
Right, his Green Army Man, the one that he has, is one throwing a grenade,
mm-hmm.
too, which I find
That's
kind
funny.
Of like, wow, okay.
And then Keely's, as they're leaving, Keely and Rebecca are like, okay, we're going to head back to the hotel. And Sassy's like, oh no, I'm going to be alone with all these handsome men, oh no. And then
yeah.
Rebecca's like, all right, do you want to get a cab, Keely? And Keely looks over and sees Roy and is like, no, I'm going to walk. And then Rebecca's like, go get him.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
They walk back to the hotel. And then Roy and Keely are outside of her hotel room. And she's like, well, we have separate bedrooms. And then me and Rebecca do. And they kiss. And I love it.
It is great.
And then he says goodnight and leaves.
And she's like, checks her breath. Like, oh my God, what did I do? And she's like,
what the fuck?
What is going on here?
Yeah, she's
used
to, like,
explains it later. But
he
yeah.
does. But, like, it's so funny because that's just what she expects from a relationship at this point. For
is
her
that one night stand kind of thing. Yeah. He goes straight to sex. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Ted... texts Rebecca and thanks her for helping and being so kind this throughout the entire process. And Rebecca earlier on in the
with the waiter,
she was flirting. Well, Sassy was kind of hyping her up to the waiter, and she's just like, "Okay, I'm gonna go hook up with a sexy waiter."
And she did.
She does. And then Sassy shows up at Ted's door and just walks in and is just like, "All right, I guess we're gonna have sex now."
Yeah, it's like. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like a transitional episode. Like, you really see that.
But a lot happens.
Yeah, a lot happens from a character standpoint. A lot, and you know, the plot's really moving. But you know, there again, there's all of this subtext and you know, all of these little things that you know, like, really inform these characters and make you like them, and you know, it's so well acted on top of being well written that you really like give a shit or you cheer for them, and you know, you really want each of them
to succeed
with the possible exception of Jamie, who's a fucking asshole, and Rupert who is a complete asshole. He's not just a fucking asshole, he's a complete asshole. Yeah, exactly. But I love this episode for a lot of reasons. You know, obviously, you know, like, one of the Roy Kent is always going to be like one of my favorite things in any episode, but yeah. I love him in this episode because, like, I love him mouthing the words.
I love
him in the locker room and being like, fuck, you're right. Anger's my superpower. Fuck you.
I love him including Keely with the rest of the team because he really integrates her into it. And, like, Keely's always been a part of the team and to a certain extent. But
She's a groupie, though. She's not been
part
of it.
She's not really that big part of it. But then he was just like, hey, what can we do around Liverpool? Keely, come on up here. And then she recreates the infomercial, and it's a really sweet moment.
Yeah.
And I think that really... I think that's Keely seeing Roy let loose a little bit really helped her really see, like, who he is as a person.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. My best parts are Nate's notes, because they're hilarious.
That's true. That's great.
Ted and his journey, like, of indecisiveness into acceptance and stuff like that. Keely and Roy, of course. The karaoke's fantastic. And Rebecca, finally, like, getting some sense knocked into her by Sassy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I really love, you know, she had been talking about accountability, like, at the gala thing.
But she wasn't really doing it for herself.
Right. It was turned on other people. It was not turned on herself.
She wasn't practicing what she preached.
Right. And I love that it took, you know, her best friend to slap the shit out of her, basically. And, yeah, that is really great to see some character growth for her, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I shouldn't say that, because I did like, you know, that she was moving, but now she's growing, and I think that's important. What was your worst part with this?
I originally wrote down that, Sassy's a bit much, but that's her character, and I like that, actually, looking back at it. I think it was just because it's a new character, and I was trying to, like, process in my head, all that stuff, but... I do like Sassy, but I think I changed it to Roy walking away from Keely without actually telling her why. But that's just a part of Roy being Roy, but I think that part, that little part of that drama doesn't really... I mean, it makes sense, but at the same time, it kind of pisses me off because I love them so much. So, I'd probably say that, but that's a really small thing. Like,
right. Again, this was a great episode, but my really small thing, and again, it is a character flaw that I see in myself sometimes. It's Ted getting mad at Nate for being indecisive.
Mm.
Because, you know, again, I think it is part of this whole sense of failure he has in his marriage bubbling up. And it's going to, you know, like, it's the kind of thing that you can only repress for so long. And it just, you know, it's going to come back, and it's going to come back, and it's going to come back. And I really feel like you know, it would be so nice if life was one of those things where you could just process it immediately and move on. It's never like that.
No.
And I would, but it would be nice. And so it's the worst part is, but it's not like a, like, it's a flaw in the show.
And Jamie's not in this episode, so I can't say Jamie.
Yeah, damn it. It's a shame. Now, there's a lot of great in this episode. I really love this episode. And I would give it an A minus, I think.
I'd give it an A.
Yeah, I can see an A for this, too.
I originally put A minus, but looking back at it, and especially, I think the reason why I put A minus was originally because of Sassy being a little bit much, but again, I was like, no, I get it now. And so, I think it is worth an A. But looking also at, like, my favorite episode of this season coming up, I'm just kind of like, should I give it an A?
Yeah, exactly. I know. I mean,
I think I'll give it an A minus because... Well, did I give the last episode an A minus? No, I think I gave it a B plus.
Yeah, but, you lowered it.
No, I think A minus kind of works for this one because I do really enjoy it. There's a lot of great jokes that land. Oh God, is it an A? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of great
jokes. A/A minus. I can't decide.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you on that. It's a really, really good episode, and again, that's part of the reason you love the show is you have growth, but it's also funny and you know, it's human and real, and I love the show. It's terrific. All right, so we are going to keep rolling along. We might take a little bit of a break, but you're not going to know about it because we're going to continue buzzed binging very soon. And join us and
cheers.